I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everybody. It's Maria Shaw. I wanted to give you some of my newest predictions for the next month or two, and maybe even into the early part of the year. The planets are moving and grooving forward and backwards this fall. And with all these astrological shifts comes many changes, some upsets, and revelations. I want you to write down these dates that I'm giving you, or at least try to remember them. August 16th, September 13th, September 19th, and September 29th are hot button days. There could be violence in cities. There could be much more protesting that may get out of hand. They can affect each individual differently, or there could be some big global situation or something going on within our country. I'm not exactly sure how these aspects are going to affect you personally, but I know that something's going to be happening and possibly something that has been festering for a while. I've also been talking to a lot of my clients about Mars going retrograde. Mars is the planet of energy, of war, anger, and more. And when Mars goes retrograde September 8th through November 13th, there's going to be a lot of people not thinking clearly. They're going to be working off of pent-up emotions rather than logic. Many people will feel kind of like enough is enough. Lots of craziness, okay? So when that type of energy spreads throughout the earth, a lot of times it'll cause havoc with Mother Nature. So I am predicting some harsh weather during that period too, in August and onward. And I even hate to say this, but I am worried about hurricane season this year. Lots more bad hurricane issues and tropical storm weather. If you know anybody that is in a hurricane area, please have them take precautions if the local officials warn them to do so. I'm seeing weather challenges in a lot of ways around mid-August, the second week of October, and very close to Christmas. And if you've been following my predictions since last March, you're going to see the one that I made in March about the spike in the coronavirus in late June, July coming to pass. I do think that things are going to simmer down with numbers in some point, maybe in later August and September, and then go back up around late October, early November. After the Saturn-Pluto hit, the conjunction hits again in the fall. After that's over, I do see the virus moving away, possibly after the election, and then by the holidays or early part of next year, just completely fade. So the COVID challenges may last a total of 1 year or less. Mars in Aries and retrograde for part of that time, again, September through middle of November, will continue to bring some disruptions, protests, and madness. And Mars in Aries, even after the retrograde, continues till January 8th, and that could still bring some problems. And then after that, I kind of feel like things are gonna change in other ways, okay? But I also want to mention that during the retrograde of Mars, September 8th through November 13th, like we mentioned, people are going to be more worried about their money. Gold is a very good investment. And if you can't afford gold right now, silver is a very good investment. Gold's going to continue to rise. Years ago, I had, when gold was like $562 a gram, I told everybody to invest in gold. Now I believe it's getting close to $2,000 a gram. So if you can't afford that, you may want to try silver, because silver is still relatively inexpensive and you'll be able to hang on to it easily, silver coins, etc. And I'm predicting that that could really skyrocket as well. Real estate prices may fall between September and middle of November. So if you're looking for a home, you may be able to pick up a really good deal during that time. I would say that there's going to be some positive things come out of the latter part of August and early part of September. And I do feel if that we continue to all work together to provide, you know, cautiousness and safety for all of us, we can beat this thing sooner than later. But in the meantime, everybody have a good week. Watch for a lot of the shifts and the changes on the dates that I gave you and be safe. This is Maria Shaw.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.